So when we are practicing bhakti and we have to make decisions about, say, which ashram we want to be in or what level at bhakti or detachment we wish to practice, sometimes we may rely too much on others' guidance of what we should be doing, and we may not reveal ourselves enough. So how do we achieve this balance? Yeah, in the Brihad Bhagavata Amrit, Sanatana Goswami says that ultimately, the highest pramana is anubhav, is experience. The highest way of knowing is through experience. We have shabda, but shabda, when we live according to it, it is meant to give us experience. Pratyaksha vagamam dharmyam si sukham kartum avyayam. So pratyaksha vagamam, by practical experience we realize it. Krishna also says 9.2 in the Gita. So regarding how we are to live our lives, no. Our spiritual master cannot live for us. Our spiritual master, guides cannot live our life for us. We have to live our life. So I'll give two simple examples for this point. Now, how much should one sleep or how much should one eat? Now, it may be that, we should sleep for six hours or 5.5 hours or 6.5, whatever is our time. We may decide that. But ultimately, we have to look at ourselves and see, how much can I function? Now, if I sleep for 4 hours, but all my 20 hours are just in a groggy state, I'm not doing much. And if I may sleep for 6, 6.5, or whatever I need, and then I am fresh, that's what I need. So we have to know that the process of bhakti has to work on us. And the other example that Bhagavatam gives in the 11th canto, Uddhav Gita itself, is that when we eat food, we ourselves know that we are nourished. Now sometimes, in the heat of the moment, or in the greed of the moment, we could say in this context, we may overeat. But after some time, you know, we just feel so lazy, so heavy, we become overweight, our health gets spoiled. Yeah, we say, this is not worth it. For a little food that I eat more, I get so much of my time, energy, health gets wasted. So we ourselves come to know by doing and by introspecting how much I should eat, or how much I should sleep. Same way, there are certain principles which you can take from others. But their body is not our body. Their mind is not our mind. So we have to see what works for my body and my mind. And that's why there is Guhyam Akhyati Pruchyati. Others give us confidential instruction and we inquire confidentially. Or we express ourselves confidentially. That means, why is this talked about? The guhya it is talked about. Akhyati prichyati. The guhya is a confidential, is an adjective for both for asking and for telling. That means this is confidentially we speak and confidentially we are told. There are generic instructions that will come through scripture, that will come through classes. But all of us have to ultimately specifically apply the principles in our life. And so, if we have spiritual guides who are accessible and who can give us guidance specifically for us based on understanding who we are, where we are, then we are very fortunate. And if such guidance is not available so easily, then we have to understand ourselves better. We may have to do some introspection, may have to pray, and then understand ourselves better, and based on that, sometimes if we understand ourselves better, then we can present our situation better also for guidance. And Prashila Prabhupada also writes in the Nectar of Instruction, in the introduction, that when one comes to the mode of goodness, how to advance further is revealed from within. So sattvat sanjayate jnanam. Sattvaguna gives us jnana. It is not necessarily the jnana of bhakti, but just the jnana of goodness. By that, we can understand material things. This is too much, this is too little. This is what is balanced. So broadly speaking, now the mode of goodness is the state which we attain by the gradual practice of bhakti. But even in our day-to-day practice of bhakti, there are times when we are in passion, there are times when we are in ignorance, there are times when we are in goodness. So if major choices are decisions are to be made, then they need to be made when we are in the mode of goodness. So we don't act impulsively, but when we are in the mode of goodness, we think calmly and then take a decision. So by recognizing that it is we who have to live the life of bhakti. And the characteristic of the life of bhakti is that we know that we have to advance a lot more, and in that sense, we may feel dissatisfied. Oh, I am so far away from Krishna. But in the basic sense of being situated where we are meant to be, there is a satisfaction, there is a peace, there is a tranquility that comes just by being where we are naturally and moving forward from there. So just as by our experience we can know how much to eat or how much to sleep, similarly, how much to extend ourselves and where to draw a line in whichever particular activity we are going to do, we can take guidance. At the same time, we need to, because we have to live it ourselves, so we have to understand our situation through introspection, through coming to the mode of goodness, and then act wisely. Does it answer, address the issue? Thank you very much. Shall we stop here? Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Thay Gaur Premanandi. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.